Lamplight presents The Care and Management of Lies by Jacqueline Winspear, narrated by Josie Dunn. Every intelligent person in the world knew that disaster was impending and knew no way to avoid it. H.G. Wells. The home front is always underrated by generals in the field, and yet that is where the Great War was won and lost. Prime Minister David Lloyd George, War Memoirs. What is certain is that war will not leave us as it found us. Women at Home, February 1915. Chapter 1. June 1914, London. A tactful woman is one who will never hurt another's feelings. She will always respect the little foibles of her friends and refrain from holding them up to ridicule. The Woman's Book by Florence B. Jack, first published in 1911. The country was in the early weeks of a summer that would become memorable for its warmth, and despite worries further afield, there was a sense of being cocooned in Englishness. If ever the natural world conspired to create the perfect summer, then this was the beginning of a charmed season. People, country people, would reflect on this time and remember cricket on the village green, with ladies seated, drinking tea, while men and boys ambled back and forth between the stumps, the ricochet of leather on willow accompanying a run here, a sprint there, followed by light applause from members of the audience not already lulled into an afternoon doze on the pavilion veranda. A gentle sound, as if small glass beads had been run across fine writing paper, would on occasion fill the air when a light breeze caught leaves so fresh they might have unfurled especially for these days. In London, the heat became oppressive as it wafted down into the subterranean tunnels of the underground. On the street, horses grew impatient with their sweat, stamping their feet when required to stand. Cabbies, too, were becoming ill-tempered. Well, perhaps no more ill-tempered than usual. Women might have perspired, but only to the extent that embarrassment could be dealt with by an extra handkerchief well placed and a parasol set just so. It might have been possible to forget, for a moment, that the country had been beset with strikes and that the government was at the time preoccupied with the Irish question. A stench from the Thames, her tributaries and canals, would be intolerable within a month, and for the poor there was at least no fog, no pea-soup smog, and no biting winter to endure, though hardship and disease still cast a pall over their lives. The city's poor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?